The next thing on our agenda is deliberations on the 2025 admin code edits. Before we go into the deliberations today, the staff has a presentation that they want to make.
Thank you, Planning Commission. This is our third and final topic of the night, so thank you for bearing with us. For the record, Colin Poff, Long Range Planning Supervisor. And this is the 2025 Administrative Code Edits Project. We've now done a briefing with Planning Commission, or I think two briefings with Planning Commission, and then on April 15th had a work study and a public hearing. So this would be the only scheduled at this point day for deliberations on this on these code edits. Again, this is a project is limited in scope. It can touch on any titles in our development code. This particular one is only related to Title 16, our land division and development, and Title 17, zoning. Just to reiterate a couple of a few aspects of this code edit process. These types of administrative code edits are intended to move more quickly through the adoption process. That's why we call them administrative or potentially housekeeping, those kind of things. With that, we feel that our code always needs improving, and so we do keep an annual list or a running list of these types of things, and feel that DCD should update code on an annual basis. So we're hoping to do this annually. Last time we did a project like this was 2022, and we haven't done one since because of the comprehensive plan, but going forward, I feel like there will be a need on an annual basis to do something like this. And then with that, edits that are considered more substantive or potentially have more analysis needed or some controversy to them, those may fall off this list to be addressed with another process. Real quick, some project objectives of this would be to eliminate or reduce conflicting or redundant provisions of code, add clarity to existing sections of code, provide for consistency with updated state law, include code that may have been inadvertently missed in a previous update, or generally just improve code predictability or implementation for applicants and staff. So again, today is Planning Commission deliberations, and I forwarded to the Planning Commission the draft ordinance as well as a summary of changes documents. So the presentation that, or the slides that are in this presentation, go along or mimic that of the summary of changes document. There's about 10 edits, I believe. When you look at that document, there is a staff recommendation column on the right-hand side. So that might say the recommendation is to approve the proposed edit. And then in a couple instances, you'll see a slightly modified text or something that may have changed in that column. And if there are further changes from Planning Commission, we will update that on that table so that is reflected. And again, this would be our only night of deliberations, and we have planned the findings of fact for the next meeting on May 20th. There was a public comment period with this project. Preceding the hearing on April 15th, we noticed and held a three-week public comment period. And there's one comment received during that time. After the hearing, comment period was extended by the Planning Commission for another couple of weeks until April 26th and received one additional comment. Those were put together and forwarded to the Planning Commission on April 28th preceding this meeting. Just to reiterate what our process and timeline has been, and back in March we held Planning Commission briefings and we also had a draft ordinance available for review. On April 15th, we held a Planning Commission hearing and work study. We're now in May, holding the Planning Commission deliberations and findings of fact at our next meeting. And following that, we'll move forward to the board where we'll have a work study followed by a public hearing and adoption with the board. So the next slides would be getting into the various edits and deliberations. So before we do that, I'll turn it back to the Planning Commission to see if you have any questions for me about our process and to let us know if you want to proceed with the deliberations on these code edits.
Will we be adopting them one at a time, or are we going to do them as a slate? How are we going to? What's the process going to be?
Alan, go ahead.
What I propose is that we go through this paragraph by paragraph and either adopt what the staff has recommended, make amendments to what's recommended, leave it alone depending on what's in the paragraph. So I recommend we go step through it. So do we have any further questions for Colin? Mr. Murphy, do you have any comments? I'm seeing no questions. I'd like to make a motion to begin the deliberations. Consider by paragraph and recommend adoption of the 2025 Administrative Code edits as presented by staff and it's potentially amended by the Planning Commission in these deliberations. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor? Sold. Yeah. You want to step us through it?
I can get us started then. So I appreciate that. Because there aren't so many edits with this, we can kind of go one by one through them. And if there are no changes or questions, then we can just move on to the next one. If it's a bigger update, we don't always go each edit by each edit. But because this one's a little bit smaller, I think we can do that. And if there's no changes, again, we'll just move forward.
Okay, let's step through. Sir.
Just a point of order, Mr. Chair. I think the main motion is made, and then all the amendments are then considered, and then the main motion is voted on at the end.
Correct.
So the vote that was made a moment ago will be considered invalid for that purpose, if that's okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for that.
Okay, first change is tree canopy on Title 16, number 1, 16.24.940F. And the additions are to add the tree canopy language of the other codes.
That's correct, yeah. This is item number 1 and 9. Again, this is matching that summary of changes document I gave you as well. Number 1 and 9 relate to referencing the new tree canopy codes in our subdivision chapter as well as our landscaping chapter. So item number 1 would be to add with the submittal requirements, if applicable, consistency with tree canopy standards shall be demonstrated in accordance with KCC 17.495.
Questions or comments?
Sorry, and so what would make it not applicable?
So when you look at 17.495, there's applicability of the tree canopy ordinance, and it says developments that have 4 or more units or four or more lots in a subdivision, then those standards apply. If you're below that threshold, then it would not apply to you.
Okay, thank you.
Other comments, questions? Next?
And just related to that is the next one, number 9. I've made a separate slide because this is in our landscaping chapter instead of our subdivision chapter, and it's referencing landscaping plans. So if applicable, the landscaping plan shall show trees to be retained and replaced as well as the tree density and credit calculations in accordance with KCC 17495 tree canopy.
Questions or comments? Next.
Yeah. Items number 2 and 3 related to definitions. Item number 2 was our definition of school, and this actually came from a director's interpretation about including outdoor schools. So the recommended change would be just to add outdoor schools consistent with that director's interpretation. Staff had also originally recommended to remove Montessori schools from because we thought this was potentially limiting to just say Montessori schools, and we felt that it might have been covered. However, Planning Commission did send us an email about this, and striking Montessori schools could have the appearance of a legislative intent to actually exclude it, when the intent is not to exclude it, it's actually to include it. So staff would be amenable to changes to that if there's a need.
Mr. Chair, I move that we amend section 17.110.670 to the amendment proposed by staff by adding the following language after the words "a private organization" and before the period: parent, such as a Montessori or Waldorf school, close parent. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. In terms of discussion, again, as was indicated by Colin, this was a change that was made in 2016 because staff had interpreted school not to include Montessori's. And so by adding this language, we just make sure that we don't put Montessori's back in a bad position. I think this is all amenable to staff as well.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And thanks for the clarification, and I was able to catch that and have it I have it
Do we need
correctly
to vote on
down
this
here
specific
well.
Amendment? So I call the question on this amendment. All in favor of this amendment?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to the next definition was the definition of compact parking. Again, this was to correct a discrepancy between our definition of parking and what it said in our parking code. Our parking code listed compact stalls as being 16 feet in length, and the definition of compact parking listed them to be 18 feet in length. So those obviously, there's a discrepancy there. So the suggestion is to strike 18 and replace with 16 feet in the definition of compact parking.
You're not changing the width, are you?
No. Okay. The highlighted text here, also highlighted on the summary matrix, shows some recommended changes to the original language from staff. So I can go over what those were. But originally, the proposed change here is to add the use of storage vehicles and equipment to the use table. This was inadvertently dropped during the last use table update. I think it was in 2021. And so there was a director's interpretation to include this use as it previously existed. So the suggestion was just to add it back in as it was previously. Since then, we've had some discussions and discussed with Planning Commission some potential modifications to that language. One of them would be to recommend that the rural industrial zone, that this use would be changed from a conditional use permit to a permitted use. The rural industrial zone being potentially the most appropriate area in our rural areas for this type of use, and wondering what the value added is to a public hearing for this use, also given that there's existing design criteria for outdoor storage, such as screening. And so with that, we were recommending that this would be changed to a permitted use from a conditional use permit.
Question? Okay.
My question is on how would you define screening and adequate screening? Thank you.
Yeah, it's a vegetative screen. And I can actually pull up what that language says, just to be clear. So we have allowed use standards in 17.415. Let's see if I can find it. So I don't have it in front of me in code because we we're recommending to add that back into code as well because that was also invertedly dropped. But so that's also shown on the table. But the screen is a vegetative screen. I believe it's either 20 or 25 feet in width.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Next.
Okay. Along with that, we recommend adding the same language to apply to the rural commercial zone as well as the rural industrial zone. Felt that this was also an omission that the screening design criteria should apply in both the rural industrial zone and the RCO zone. So again, it currently would apply to just rural industrial, and the recommendation is to have it apply to rural commercial and rural industrial. So simply by adding the language rural commercial to that section, that would cover that.
Questions? Comments?
Seeing none? Okay. And I just found it. The screening language actually is in the summary document on item 4. So the suggestion would be for that whole section to read, in the rural industrial RI and rural commercial RCO zone, all storage must be screened from public view by a 25-foot buffer in order to meet rural compatibility. The applicant must demonstrate how the storage serves the immediate population. And then along with that, that's section C. We would also recommend adding a subsection D to reference lighting standards. So this is a reference to existing lighting standards that apply to these developments, but just simply to reference that here specific to storage. So the suggestion is that in all zones, proposals must meet exterior lighting standards in 17.420.030C.
That's all commercial zones. Commercial.
In all zones where the outdoor storage use applies. Yeah.
Okay.
Colin, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is the 25-foot screening at the edge of property or adjacent to the storage of the vehicles? And then is that also true even if the adjacent property is the same zoning? Do they both have to do that if it's not a change in zone in the adjacent parcel?
So the intent would be for it to be at the edge of the property, so not necessarily adjacent to all of the use, but at the perimeter of the property. And I believe, yes, it would, even with like zones, still apply, at least for this use, it would apply between similar or like zones. Yeah, for this use, there's other types of screening for other uses sometimes that it's only required between incompatible uses. But for vehicles and equipment storage, it would apply regardless of what the adjacent zone is.
Okay, so two rural industrial zone parcels would end up with 50 feet of vegetative buffer between them at the edge that they share.
That's how I interpret that, yes. Yeah, they might be like zones. They might have different uses between those zones. I think the way that it's written, the intent is that it would apply to both properties.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions with this one? I know there's a few changes, so I'll take a moment if there's any more.
No questions.
Right. And going forward, we don't have any more highlighted text, any more proposed changes from the original. But I'll keep moving forward through the remainder of the edits. This one was relating to drinking establishments, the use drinking establishments within the UVC zone, which is in downtown Kingston. This was a change that was discussed in pretty good detail during the comprehensive plan with the Kingston stakeholders. And there was discussion that this would be a good change to make or a logical change to make at that time. However, with everything else that was going on with the comprehensive plan, it was essentially missed or dropped during that update. And so we wanted to bring it forward with this update. So the change would be to change the allowability of the drinking establishment use in the UVC zone from an administrative conditional use permit to a permitted use.
Question? Comment? Hearing none?
This relates to industrial uses that require a public hearing and is a response to a Senate bill, piece of legislation that certain heavy industrial uses should require public hearings. And so with that, staff went and looked at what uses that might apply to in our use table, and this is the three that we thought should be updated in response to that legislation. So this would include heavy manufacturing, recycling centers, and transshipment facilities, including docks, wharves, marine rails, cranes, and barge facilities. So the recommendation is to update those to a conditional use permit.
Questions?
I had a question about that. It's come up that we were the battery development in Kitsap County in the future. Yeah, the server farm. Would that require a public hearing?
It is currently.
It's an ACUP.
Okay.
It currently is an administrative conditional use permit, so it would receive notification and proper legal noticing, but it would not go to hearing. And that is something that we are looking at, actually, as part of this Year of the Rural and recommended code changes.
Questions? Comments?
With regards to this language, this is for anything new, right? The ones written, the item six?
Sorry, this is for, can you say that again?
Just reviewing anything new that comes about that falls into these categories? Public hearing.
Yeah, it's a CUP is a type 3 process requiring a public hearing, so the uses that you see there would then require a public hearing.
Okay.
Other questions?
Okay. Moving on to item number 7. This is related to our performance-based development code, which had some updates during the comprehensive plan. In doing so, we noticed that a conflict was created between setbacks for garages and an alleyway. As you can see, we had one statement saying that no setback was required for garages in an alleyway, whereas the next line says that it would be a 10-foot setback. The intent was for the 10-foot setback to apply. So by striking this language, that would eliminate that conflict.
Questions? Comments? Okay.
Okay, then item number 8 is related to our parking standards, and this is actually a more substantial edit than perhaps some of the other ones, and that is because it's in response to updated state legislation about how unenclosed and enclosed parking is treated. So this Senate bill requires the county to count both unenclosed and enclosed parking towards our minimum parking requirements. Currently, we allow one garage space to count towards our parking requirement. So that would be in conflict with this. And the reason that this is included on the administrative code update list is because this is preempted by the Senate bill. So we're already in practice doing what the state bill tells us to do, to not allow to allow both garages and outdoor parking to count. But our code says otherwise, so we want to clarify that here.
Yep. Questions? Comments?
Just a few left. Actually, this would be the last one, actually, because I covered number nine, item number nine, landscaping, at the beginning. So we're on to the last one, which is, we have two more. Sorry about that. Okay, so item number 10, landscaping. This would be landscaping chapter or standards that are currently referenced in our density, dimension, and design chapter 17.4.20. This is about making modifications to our landscaping standards. This would be better suited in our landscaping chapter 17.500. So the proposed edit is not to amend any of the language, but simply to move it from 17.4.20 over to the landscaping chapter in 17.500.
Questions? Comments?
Will that transition be clickable in an online format if somebody were looking in density dimensions and designs out of just past experience?
Not currently, no, the way that it's recommended to just be moved, that section B to be moved, there would be no link to reference the landscaping standard right there, at least.
I would recommend that if it's been where it is now for a long time, that you make that user-friendly in the digital format by suggesting where they go look.
Second.
Can we please repeat the motion for the record?
Yeah, I would move that in the existing location 17.420, where the landscaping standards currently are housed, that there be a line item that suggests the new location at 17.500 with a clickable link in the digital format of the county code.
I did catch that, although now that I look at it, if you look at section 17.420.030B1, it already says that the development must comply with chapter 17.500 regarding landscaping standards. The amendment is only suggesting to move sections two through four about landscaping. So that language would still remain the way that it's proposed. So I believe that gets to what you're asking for, Commissioner Murphy, is to keep the clickable link to the landscaping chapter. And now that I look at it, I think that that's still going to be in code. So it'll continue to say the development must comply with Chapter 17.500 regarding landscaping, and that 17.500 is a clickable link.
Great. Then I will retract my recommended alteration.
Comments? Questions?
Chair, is there any possibility we could revisit the first item for just 1 second? I was just wondering where it says the tree canopy reference. Would it make more sense to have it be where applicable or if? Is there a stronger word there or is it indifferent?
I think we've used both. I think that if applicable is fairly standard, but if Planning Commission wants to suggest where, that could also work.
Just a question.
Okay.
Other questions on 1 or 10?
We were just having some discussion about the question about screening on both properties, if they were both rural industrial. And so I think it would have to be an uncommon situation where both are the same use, both outdoor storage, but we could look, the intent is for rural compatibility, and if there's a concern that you'd have a 25-foot screen on one side and another 25 on the other making 50 feet, the department could look at an exception if they're the same, if they're the same use and there's no need for a double screen at that location. So, but again, it depends on the use that's actually in the zone. Hopefully that doesn't make it more complicated, but we just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, understood. And I don't mind more landscaping and buffering. I just wondered if you have two wrecking yards next to each other, do they really care?
Right. Yeah, staff would definitely take that into consideration. I don't know how common that is, but we'd definitely make sure that it aligns with the intent of the code.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are there any further questions, comments, any further amendments? I believe that's all.
We do have one more, just to wrap things up here, which is regarding our sign code. There is a reference in a few places in our sign code to a CO zone, which is obsolete or doesn't exist. We call that our C zone or a commercial. So it's just a cleanup here to change the CO to a C. And that would be all of the edits. Are there any questions, or does the Planning Commission want me to revisit any of these?
I'd just like to address, we did have the one comment from Mr. Palmer that came in late, and I just wanted to express that I review those comments carefully, and I agree with staff that adding the proposed change that Mr. Palmer was seeking with regard to the director's interpretation doesn't fit in, to my mind, with what we're trying to accomplish with these administrative amendments. And so I just want to make sure Mr. Palmer was aware that they were reviewed, but that, to my opinion, they don't really fit in this process.
Any further comments or questions? And I move to approve the 2025 administrative,
No worries. Thank you all for the thoughtful discussion. My comment is more so around just presentation for like future discussions of the information. So I'm thinking like plain language as presented. I just think as it goes forward, adding even like a short glossary or just better visually presenting the information, I think would be most helpful. An example of that being if you look at the presentation, you see item, you're kind of wondering, oh, where is that item being referenced? And then if you know, you have to have the table next to it to kind of compare and contrast both together to get all the information. So that's all just to say that I find the table as presented to be most helpful for understanding and digesting the information. And then there might be room to improve the presentation just so like comprehensive in that you're kind of understanding the full picture. So as you move forward with this, that was just a general comment and recommendation.
I think if you look at the next enclosure, which has got all the language in it with the red lines in it, that covers that. But you've got a good point. We've got to make sure that we've got good English here.
I appreciate the suggestion. We'll definitely try to be as clear as possible. Sometimes these code updates can get pretty messy, and luckily this one is a little bit more simple, but I think we can definitely improve on delivery. Is there was the suggestion for the summary table to be more clear, or just to keep the summary table kind of how it was, but presentations to add just more context to them or more plain language?
Mm-hmm. From my worldview, I believe mm-hmm. the summary table was one of the more helpful mm-hmm. Documents. My recommendation would be to maybe improve the presentation. So if you see the presentation first, you're kind of left, you have a couple questions, and then once you get the summary table, a lot of those questions are answered. So there just might be a way to improve the presentation.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, understand. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Do we have any further comments, questions, amendments? Hearing none, I move to approve the 2025 Administrative Code Ethics as presented by the staff and as amended by the Planning Commission.
I'll second.
Question? Comments?
I'll call a question.
All those in favor? So. Thank you very much.
Thank you for sticking with us tonight. Appreciate it.
Now we have one final brief.
I just wanted to briefly talk about the upcoming joint meeting between the Planning Commission and the Board of County Commissioners. That joint meeting is required in Kitsap County Code Title II. And the joint meeting is essentially an opportunity to look back on what occurred in the prior calendar year, as well as to talk about anything else that the Planning Commission and the Board of County Commissioners would like to talk about. That meeting is scheduled for June 16th. I believe it's at 2 p.m. You should have calendar invites. In-person attendance is always preferred, especially, I think, with the Board of County Commissioners, where we can interact and get to shake hands and know each other a little bit better. But there will be hybrid opportunity for those of you who have difficulties trying to be here in person. So if you attended last year's joint meeting, you'll recall, and both the commissioners and many of the planning commissioners, the board and the planning commission had new members. And so when it first started, it was a rather awkward 30 seconds or so of silence until somebody said, well, what are we going to talk about? And so the takeaway from that meeting was, let's have an agenda. And so to promote an agenda that is ultimately decided by the board, what we're asking the Planning Commission to do for its next meeting is to bring one or two agenda items that they'd like to talk about with the board. And then for the Planning Commission to narrow that down to four items ultimately. And then DC will send those on to the board for their final agenda formation. And then, you know, hopefully that will possibly inform on work plan items for next year as well. So, and some of the items you might want to talk about may have nothing to do with DCD. It might have something to do with human services and housing, for example. So feel free to bring anything to the table that you'd like to talk about. And we look forward to that meeting. Are there any questions?
What was the date again, Scott?
June 16th.
15?
16.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Other questions?
In the interest of meeting rules of order and communications between meetings, what's the best way for us as a group to collaborate and get that down to a consensus before the meeting?
Yeah, but I think I probably did not address that, and that was one of the things I wanted to address, so let me circle back to that. So bring your ideas to the next meeting, and then the Planning Commission will decide on the four items that they want to move on. However you do that is up to you. You could do it by show of hands or by, well, paper might be difficult. But I think there's a couple ways to narrow it down to four items that would come out of the Planning Commission at its next meeting. Did I answer your question, Mr. Murphy?
Yeah, so your suggestion is live, not trading emails, would be my more direct question.
That's what we recommend is just bring them to the next Planning Commission, and then we can talk more. What's that?
Very good.
Thank you. May 20th. Thank you.
Other questions or comments? That leads us to the last general public comment period. Seeing none in the room, is there anybody online that wants to make a comment? Seeing none, I declare this meeting adjourned.
Was there any good of the order today?
Good of the order, sorry. Welcome. I declare this meeting adjourned. Sorry.